Okay. If now, if a woman was carrying her wash out to the line to hang it up, what would she carry it out in? When a woman carries the laundry out to hang it up on the line, what's the thing that she carries it in?
A basket.
Okay. And if you have a place in the house that you put dirty clothes, like usually in a bathroom or something, you'll have a thing with a lid on it, you put your dirty clothes in there?
Clothes baskets.
You call that a basket too? How about those baskets that you ship like peas in? You know, like when they unload over here at the harbor. Baskets, the real deep baskets that they ship vegetables in. What do they call those?
I don't know what. Never heard of anything.
You ever heard of a hamper?
I've heard the word used, hamper. But that is hamper of a different kind of food stuff. Fruit stuff, stuff of that, a hamper of this, a hamper of that.
Do you know what a hamper is?
No.
Have you ever seen one? How about, what is it they used to put in the top of a bottle to seal it?
The top of a bottle?
Of a bottle, you know, you put it in a bottle to seal it, what do you?
I don't know, I never had an occasion to seal up a bottle of them.
Okay.
Open them many a one. It had stuff in it, but...
Well, if you had to use a wine bottle that had what would it have to keep it sealed?
Corkscrew.
Okay. If you had a bottle that had a piece of glass or a piece of metal or a piece of wood or something, would you call that a cork? Would you say the bottle's corked up or what?
Why do you call it a cork if it, if it had a stopper in there, it'd have to be.
If it was made out of glass or wood or something, it wouldn't be. You'd call it what?
No, I don't know what the hell you'd call it.
You just call it a stopper or what?
Yeah, stopper.
Okay. And what do you call that musical instrument that's about that long and you play it like this? You
know, console.
Okay. And have you ever seen one that's round on this side, it's got two long bars, and they put it by in their teeth, and they play it like that with a clanger.
Juice hop.
Pardon?
Juice hop.
Yeah. Right. You ever play many of those around here?
No, yeah, I've seen many one, but I've had many one, but I never could play with the damn thing. Some folks can take them and play any tune you want.
How about now, what do you call the tool that you use to drive nails with?
Hammer.
And now, did you ever own any buggies or wagons when you were...
Never owned a horse in my life.
Did you ever drive any?
Yeah.
You ever hitch any?
I used to, right there, the foot of the street, had a livery stable there. And I used to be Johnny on the spot every morning to go there, find out if any horses had shown the shoes that night, take them down the blacksmith down the foot of the street. The Navy out there now, we'd ride the horses down, you know, go get a block off of the, from there. We raced going down with them horses. We just raced and they were caught us if they couldn't go there no more.
Yeah. But now, if you have a wagon and two horses, okay, and you're hitching them up, what do you call that that wooden piece that goes between the horses? And the long wooden piece between the horses?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. I never had an occasion to handle that kind of stuff. I've been in the barbershop since I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, but you never got a chance to hitch up any horses?
No, I used to go there mornings to get the horses to ride down to the blacksmith's shop.